You're sponsoring a concurrent resolution relating to the Ozark National Scenic Riverways. Tell us about what the concurrent resolution does, Senator.
Well, presently the federal government, Department of Interior and the parks through them, regulates the Ozark Scenic Waterways, which includes a portion of Jack's Fork and the current river. And every 20 years they have to develop a plan. And this year's plan restricts the use of the park a whole lot, which I very much oppose. The federal government does not understand what they're affecting. They're affecting the people that live on the river, the people that enjoy the river, but also the economy of that area. So I'm very much against, and they have three different proposals. They have Plan A, Plan B, Plan C, and no action. No action would mean it would stay the way it is with the current regulations. Plan A is very restrictive. It cuts outboard motors off of portions of the river, does this, does that, closes a lot of areas. Plan B, which the park has decided to support, the superintendent of the park there is supporting, it's very restrictive. It cuts back on horseback riding in a lot of the area, closes a lot of the access points to the river. And as far as I'm concerned, it's the people's river. It's not the Parks Department. So what the federal government is doing, I'm very much against. I introduced this resolution to urge the Department of Interior to take no action and leave it like it is. And also, I'm encouraging them to enter into a conversation with the Missouri Department of Conservation to turn that property back over to the people of Missouri to take care of. And our we have the number one conservation department in the United States. Not perfect, but it's pretty daggone good. And I think we can operate that department a whole lot better than Department of Interior. And they've gotten carried away. I was amazed. I started having meetings. I've had one in Houston, one in Thayer, and I'm welcome to have more if people would like some input. I talked to a group that does horseback riding. If they come down there to clean up the river on their own time and show up as an organized group, they have to buy a $300 permit, is my understanding, to go in there and clean up the river, which is sort of the Park Service job. If you're a professional photographer and want to go and take a picture of a tree or anything else, you have to pay a $50 permit. And recently they tried to shut down baptisms in the river. Thank goodness our Congressman Jason Smith got that stopped, but they just can't relate to our area, and it really is a jewel of the Ozarks and the Missouri people, and I think Missouri needs to own that. Now, our odds are slim of them doing this, but I think we have to request it. In making this request, the Senate will pass it. I hope they do. It will take it up for a vote, and at that point, then this resolution will go to the President of the Senate, and it would go to the Speaker of the House. It would go to the Secretary of the Department of Interior. It would go to each one of our Missouri congressional delegates, the senators and the representatives. It would go to the Missouri Department of Conservation, the Ozark National Scenic Riverways, and to the governor, and see if we can't put a little meat behind this and see if we cannot get this Plan A, Plan B, Plan C stopped and start some talks. And the Conservation Department, I have visited with them, and they're very interested in conversation with the Department of Interior about returning to the state of Missouri.
We have heard the last 5-6 years now further encroaching federal government. We've heard about nullification. We've heard about the 10th Amendment. I think this points to the heart of all these issues, and is that here's a waterway in the part of the state that the federal government, for some reason or another, seems to really want.
That's exactly right. And I asked them about closing some access points, and they said, well, it's getting too much use. And I don't know how something can have too much use. That's what it's there for. And they can close the whole river and make it perfect and back to nature and do this and do that, but it's of no good to anyone if people cannot use it. It's the people's river, and the people need to be able to use it and not abuse it. I'm not in favor of that. I want clean water. That's an incredible asset for us. But in our neighborhood down in there, we have two things. We have tourism and trees. And when they start cutting back on the tourism, that affects our local economy in a big way. And this not only affects Eminence and not only affects Van Buren and a few other places, it affects that whole area. I mean, stand out there and count the number of horse trailers that go through your town or your city to be used, the number of canoes that are going that district. They stop at your town. They buy stuff at a convenience store. They pay taxes on it. It affects our whole economy. I don't think those folks realize we have such a fragile economy down there and it's so limited what they're actually doing to us.
I'm sure there's a public comment period. Is there a time frame? Do you know of a when?
Yes, there is. It's towards the middle of February that they limit public comments. It was January the 10th, and since the bad weather came along, they could not have the meetings that they've had. They originally scheduled just two meetings, one in St. Louis to get comments from them, and that's fine. I understand that, but they only had one in Van Buren, and since then they have increased it to one in Salem, and I think they've got one other one scheduled now. But people need to write comments and let them know, and there's national organizations that want Plan A, and they promised them 15,000 signatures. There's a statewide organization that's promised them 10,000 signatures to adopt the most stringent plan that they can have. The Conservation Department has stood up and said, no, we want no action on this. It limits them, the size of motor and they can do. They stock trout and fish in the river, do other things, and it limits them. So it could really be a burden on the entire area down in there.